This recording, Kenya 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unnecessary and sanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back and with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire's lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I come from a place known as Imbo Usenge. Imbo Usenge is next to the lake, and people from my area are known for liking fish because we're just near the lake. So a lot of fish that are seen in Kenya, most of them come from our place in Bosenge, and that is my mom's place. But she didn't go far. She just got married next to her place. It's also Imbo Jusa. Yeah. And then currently I live in Kisumu, in a place known as Nyalenda. It's a slum, not Nyalenda. Nyalenda, okay, they believe that living in a slum, it's a rowdy place. But I love where I live because it's kind of friendly. Everything there we get is cheap. Our housing is very cheap. Food there is cheap. And I enjoy there because we talk a lot with people, you mingle with people, and you like have a very warm and peaceful surrounding there. And then I'm currently married in Kajulu Kadero, which is in Kisumu. Kajulu Kadero is just in town, so they are known for Luo dances, especially there's one called Ramogi for men. So we have Ramogi dancers in Kisumu that come from Kajulu. I have 2 children, a son and a daughter. My son is 10 years old and my daughter is 5 years old. He is in class 4, my son, and my daughter is in pre-unit. That is the upper class of the kindergarten. I'm currently a student at Ramogi Institute. I study social work. Yeah. And now I am working with Storymaker Society, who are also working with Old Stories in New Way to bring up a production in Kenya. The production is the original Lwanda Magere story turned into a contemporary story. So we are working out on that. Our aim for doing that is to bring peace in Kenya. Currently, Kenya, we know that Kenya is affected with tribalism. And this will always form violence and wars. But when we are doing, as we are doing the production, it's to bring peace in Kenya, to bring tribes together and say no to tribalism.